the world is being lulled to sleep by a spiritual deception. But the three angels' messages in the book of Revelation sounds the alarm. Babylon is fallen. What does it mean? Who is Babylon today? And why should you care? The warning is urgent because understanding Babylon's fall will protect your soul in Earth's final crisis. Let's dig in. Babylon is more than just a city. Revelation chapter 14 verse 8 says, "And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." This isn't just ancient history, it's prophecy with a present day warning. Babylon here isn't referring only to the literal ancient empire. It's a symbol of a powerful end-time system of religious confusion and spiritual compromise. The name Babylon comes from the Tower of Babel, where human beings tried to reach heaven on their own terms, and God confused their language. Babylon represents a counterfeit system that tries to mix truth with error and leads people away from God's word. The repetition, is fallen, emphasizes how complete her moral collapse is. This is not a minor mistake. It's a total spiritual breakdown. But what caused it? Who is modern Babylon? Babylon in Revelation represents a false religious system. It's a combination of compromised Christianity, spiritualism, and political power working together. Revelation 12 depicts a woman, which symbolizes a church in Bible prophecy, dressed in white, symbolizing a pure church, undefiled by false doctrines. But in Revelation 17, Babylon is portrayed as a woman dressed in purple and scarlet, riding on a beast, and beast in prophecy represents kings or kingdoms. She is holding a golden cup full of abominations. This church has left her true love, Jesus, and formed illicit alliances with kings and worldly powers. This is spiritual fornication, an unfaithful relationship between church and state. It's an apostate church that claims to follow Christ but rejects the authority of Scripture. In these last days, spiritual Babylon, a church-state system, will have a worldwide influence over many leaders and claim to speak as God. For centuries, the pontiffs of Rome stated that they stand in the place of God on earth. Pope Leo XIII stated in his encyclical letter, dated June 20, 1894, "We hold upon this earth the place of Almighty God." Many Protestant churches have followed Babylon, and they are like the daughters of Babylon, as depicted in Isaiah chapter 47, rejecting clear Bible truth in favor of tradition. What is the wine of Babylon? The wine of the wrath of her fornication refers to her false doctrines, teachings that intoxicate the world spiritually. Just as wine dulls the senses, Babylon's wine confuses minds and clouds truth. What are some examples? The idea that God's law was abolished, so we no longer need to keep the Sabbath. The teaching of an eternal burning hell, which distorts the character of God. The immortality of the soul, which opens the door to spiritualism and communication with the dead. Sunday sacredness, a tradition rooted in pagan sun worship rather than in the Bible. These teachings are not grounded in Scripture, but in human tradition. They are intoxicating the nations, leading them to trust in man-made systems instead of the word of God. Revelation 18 verse 3 echoes this message. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. It's global. Babylon's influence isn't just theological, it's political. This union of church and state will eventually lead to enforced worship. Why is Babylon fallen? Babylon has fallen because she's rejected the truth. She may use religious language, but she replaces scripture with tradition and salvation through Christ with human authority. In the last days, God is calling people out of Babylon because he knows it's no longer a safe place for truth seekers. Revelation 18 verse 4 pleads, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues." God still has sincere people in Babylon. He calls them my people. That's a message of hope. It means there are many who love God, but are trapped in systems of error. God is urgently calling them out to safety, truth, and freedom. Why does this message matter right now? This message isn't just about ancient prophecy or a future event. The fall of Babylon is happening now. We're seeing a rapid rise in ecumenical movements, calls for unity between churches, often at the expense of truth. False doctrines are being widely accepted, and people are being spiritually numbed to God's warnings. The final conflict in Revelation centres around worship. Whom will you worship? The true Creator on his terms, or a counterfeit system? Revelation 13 shows that the beast will enforce worship through economic pressure. No buying or selling unless you conform. Ultimately, this will lead to the enforcement of Sunday worship, the mark of the beast, in contrast to God's true day of worship, the seventh day Sabbath. Babylon will play a central role in this crisis, using her influence to lead people into false worship. That's why the second angel's message is urgent. We must wake up, see the deception, and stand on the truth. God is not silent. He's sending a loud cry through the three angels' messages, urging us to come out of confusion. The good news is, Jesus is calling us into a relationship with him, based on truth, not tradition, based on the Bible, not bureaucracy. We don't need to fear Babylon if we follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Jesus leads his people out of deception and into the light. Revelation contrasts Babylon with another group, the remnant. Those who in Revelation chapter 14 verse 12 keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. These are not deceived. They don't drink Babylon's wine. They stand for truth, even when it's unpopular. This is where God is leading his faithful ones today, to be part of this remnant movement, grounded in the Bible and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Some may ask, isn't it unloving to call out false systems? But friends, truth and love are not opposites. Jesus himself warned against false religion because he loves us. The message that Babylon has fallen is not harsh. It's merciful. It's a rescue call. God wants none to be lost. So what will you do with this message? The second angel's message is a wake-up call. Babylon has fallen. The systems of men are crumbling. The time to come out is now. Don't wait until it's too late. Jesus is reaching out his hand today. He says, follow me. I will lead you into truth. I will lead you home. Truth is not popular, but in the end, only truth will stand. If you sensed God calling you out of confusion and into the light of his word, don't ignore it. In the next video, I'll discuss what is the mark of the beast. At 3ABN Australia Radio, we believe truth still matters. And the second angel's message is truth worth sharing.